Well, it was the shortest strike in history. Senator Pauline Hanson was yesterday refusing to support any federal government legislation until the Queensland sugar dispute was resolved. And I made the point yesterday that it's not right for a senator to stop doing their job over one issue. It's one thing to represent the interests of sugar producers, and that's fair enough, but the rest of the country has an expectation that when in Parliament, you are doing your job. And telling everyone you're not going to work until you get your way isn't the best way to go about your job as a senator. Last year, before Pauline Hanson was elected to the Senate, she said, "I'll look at legislation on its merits." And you're not doing that if you're refusing to support any federal government legislation because of one issue. And when I shared this view yesterday with Andrew Bolt and Graham Richardson, they agreed, and I'm pleased to say that Pauline Hanson now agrees too, because the strike is over. She's now pledging to support part of the federal government's proposed company tax cuts. She says she'll support tax cuts for companies with a turnover of up to $50 million when the legislation comes before the upper house this week. I think many have been impressed by the second coming of Pauline Hanson, but she needs to remember why she's there. Australians want legislation assessed on its merits, and that means less horse trading and more fair dinkum analysis about what's in front of them. So well done to Pauline Hanson for her change of heart over the last 24 hours.